time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. Our KFMO Classic Series begins tonight with a rebroadcast of a 2024 Class 3 State Sectional on the boys' basketball side. The Kingston Cougars and Jefferson Blue Jays in broadcast game 213 of the season from February 27th. The Cougars get their first ever state playoff win. Wide at inbounds for Cody Yates. He'll lob it to Aiden Peel. Lob it across to Blake Juliet as he works on his coach. Paul Hamilton says no shots. Mason Nelson looks at it. The fans on their feet. Kingston's going to a quarterfinal. 54-42 the final. The first state playoff win for Paul Hamilton and the Kingston Cougars in program history. 54-42 the Cougars. A game away from the state final four. Paul Hamilton gives a point to the fans. The final score, Kingston by 12, 54-42 on KFMO. Cody Yates would contribute 27 points in the game. Mason Nelson also had 19 as the Cougars advance in the state playoffs for the first time ever. Catch that KFMO Classic tonight at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO. For more on the KFMO Classic schedule, visit our website, kfmosports.com, or find KFMO Sports on X, formerly known as Twitter. Our KFMO Classic Series rebroadcasts 8 of the best games from the previous season in June and July every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals played the Pittsburgh Pirates for game 1 of a 3-game series on Tuesday, and it nearly needed extra innings. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
Last night, the Cardinals dropped the first game of the series with the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 2-1, even though they out-hit the Pirates 8-3. Nolan Gorman had a ninth-inning home run for the Cardinals, but the story of the game last night, it really was a terrific game. Did not end well for the Cardinals, but outstanding pitching in the game. Miles Michaelis went 7 solid innings for the Cardinals, and he did not give up a hit until the 7th inning. Ended up just 1 hit in 7 innings and struck out 6 Pirates, but it was Paul Skeens on the other side. The first time that we've had a chance to watch this dynamic rookie, he went 6 1/3 innings, did not give up a run, did not walk a batter, and struck out 8. Ryan Helsley had control issues in the 9th inning, gave up a couple of runs, then the Gorman home run in the bottom of the 9th made it a 2-1 final. Cardinals drop a game to the Pirates, but everybody else in the division lost yesterday, and today it'll be Bailey Falter, a left-hander, up against Sonny Gray. Our pregame show begins at 5:50, play-by-play at 6:35, and we hope you'll join us.
Ricky, thanks. Card starter Miles Michaelis, after not allowing a hit until the 7th inning, was asked when he started to think about a no-hitter.
Maybe after the 6th. You know, you get through 6 and you see there's no hits up there, and you start thinking, oh, you know, really just got to get through the lineup like one more time. You know, get everybody out one more time. You know, sometimes it seems, you know, more feasible than it probably actually is.
Michaelis was perfect into the 6th in the start. He battled Paul Skeens. He and skipper Oliver Marmol say they were impressed by Skeens.
He throws hard, but he also changes speeds really well. You know, with that split and his slider and his curveball. I mean, he's not your typical, you know, young guy up here just throwing heaters. He pitches, he moves the ball around really well. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a good game against them and keep it even as long as I could.
It's a good pitcher who made pitches at the right time, made pitches throughout that whole game. The splits are, it's a real pitch, especially when you're throwing 100 to go with it. I felt like we threw some tough at-bats on him, but he also did his job.
Cards closer Ryan Helsley, after allowing 2 runs in the 9th inning, to take the loss.
Just kind of beat myself, you know. A walk, and I left a pitch in the zone to McCutcheon that he put a good swing on, and another walk, and had a chance to strike a couple guys out, and ended up hitting some sack flies. But, yeah, I just kind of beat myself tonight.
The Redbirds are back at it tonight. Coverage at 5:50 on B104.3, game 2 of the series with the Pirates, with first pitch at 6:45. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC is idle until Saturday. They'll play at FC Dallas with kickoff at 7:30. And the NASCAR Cup Series races at Iowa Speedway on Sunday. It's the Iowa Corn 350. We'll have coverage on KFMO with the Motor Racing Network at 5 o'clock. And Chase Elliott says he's excited to get back to Iowa.
Been a long time since I've been out to Iowa, but I definitely I enjoyed going out there when we were racing there. At that point in time, I assume it has not changed much. Back then, the track was super racy and really wide. But beyond that, the fan turnout was really, really good for, like, K K&N races and truck races. And I know there was always a ton of chatter about wanting everybody out there wanting a cup race. You know, man, we want a cup race. We want a cup race. So I just hope that that enthusiasm is still there. It's been so long since I've been there. I don't know. I hope all the folks that, you know, really wanted a cup race come out and support the cup race they got, because they got one now. So hope it's a good show.
The Cup Series at Iowa on Sunday at 5 on KFMO. An NBA final, game 3 is tonight. Boston's at Dallas with the Celtics up in the series 2-0. And the Stanley Cup final, game 3 tomorrow. Florida leading that series 2-0 as they travel to Edmonton, the Panthers and the Oilers. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup final. And keeping it NHL, St. Louis Blues fans, 5 years ago today, the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
A team that was in last place on January 3rd. The players on the bench are bouncing up. History will be made tonight in Boston. 15 seconds to go as Shen blocks a puck to the corner. 10 seconds remaining. Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go. And the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. The St. Louis Blues have done it. They've done it.
The Black Aces are out. The team has swarmed Jordan Binnington. The coaches are hugging and crying. I can't believe it. I cannot believe what I am witnessing right now. St. Louis, a team that was put together in the fall. New faces, new roles. They struggled and struggled and bent. And on the verge of breaking, they found their game after Christmas. They came together, they fought together, they won together, and now they are Stanley Cup champions together. This is not a dream. This is real life St. Louis. Let's party.
The St. Louis Blues clinched their first ever Stanley Cup championship on this day 5 years ago, June 12th of 2019. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.